Mini episode 830 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 830. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris, here with our preview of Fargo Episode 3.2. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's premiere. Number five, that cold open was confusing but compelling. The flashback to some poor schlub having to deal with the East German justice system circa 1988 seems like it's going to be completely unrelated to the events of 22 years later, but with the Fargo franchise, you never really know. It's already clear that it will serve as an allegory for this season in terms of mistaken identity, which caused this season's defining opening episode crime. Number four, Ewan McGregor's tremendous acting in the roles of Emmett and Ray Stussy is turning out to be something of a commentary on their unenviable similarities. He's embodying brothers with completely different looks and levels of success in life, but they're clearly an example of a dynamic that you sometimes find. Two bad guys who don't like each other because on some subliminal level, each knows deep down that they're not so different. Neither Emmett nor Ray is going to be anyone that you want to root for this season, and it seems likely that each will drive the other to stoop to new depths, which will be quite entertaining. Number three, Police Chief Gloria Burgle should begin to piece together at least the basics of her family tragedy relatively soon. Although she's a bit destabilized by her recent divorce and the absorption of her unit by the county, it's clear that she's a sharp person, and there's enough breadcrumbs out there to get her started thanks to Maurice's singularly incompetent criminality. The guy who was mad that he stole the page out of the phone book will surely come forward to talk about Maurice, and when the body of one of Ray's parolees is found with the air conditioning unit of another of his parolees in his skull, after having killed Gloria's stepfather, who had the same last name as Ray, questions are going to start being asked quickly. But we don't know how this will unfold, merely that it will probably be awesome. Number two, we apparently have this season's equivalent of Mike Milligan, Hansi Dent, and Lorne Malvo. Season one defined this franchise's lead criminal as the strange, charismatic man that you just can't take your eyes off of, and season two delivered two incarnations of it. This time around, we've got another compelling figure in V.M. Vargo, an apparently British big-time criminal who claims to be American. But really, that's just the tip of the iceberg with this scary figure, who thinly disguises his menace with flowery linguistics, as he informs Emmett and his sidekick, Cy, that the initial bridge loan was in fact a permanent investment for the purposes of laundering money, as it seems now. Their pathetic fecklessness in the face of this lion was laughable. The control that he will exert over Emmett is going to be a major factor in this season's chaos. Number one, Nikki Swango is showing signs of being this season's big wild card. We've seen Fargo deploy the femme fatale before, just last season with Simone Gerhart, but she was a young girl and way over her head. Nikki's a full-blown card shark and ex-con, and the occasional looks that she gives when she's around Ray indicates that her would-be fiancé and parole officer should maybe question a bit more about why this girl who he knows is out of his league is in his orbit. After the air conditioning unit murder, he realized that she's even craftier, if not more outright dishonest than he thought, but being the dummy that he is, he only considered those traits in terms of making her more alluring. But she's no fool. We know the Fargo formula by now. Everything is going to blow up completely as the season-opening crimes unravel. Nikki's a survivor, Ray clearly is not, and the moment that she throws him under the bus may well be a highlight of this season, which is off to a great start. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.